Yabab. That's all.
One look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead.
Come on, baby.
Always there in time of need.
Oh, yeah, when I lose the will, you'll be there to put me up the hill.
There's no,
no looking back.
Like I said, we honor the pioneers. Let their voices, let their lives be remembered. Ella Fitzgerald, birthday, April 25th. I have a sister Ella started off with Smooth Sailing. And after that, just finished up, Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. Tammy Terrell, her birthday is in 2 days. In 2 days. Beautiful, lovely voice, sang some by herself, did a lot with Marvin. So, hey, that's that. Okay. And yes, indeed, we did mention it. It's happening. It's coming up this weekend. Reggae Bob is going to go to the Oregon Black Political Convention. It'd be my first one ever. And you know, we're going to go and learn. Going to send and learn because these are important times. And people died for the rights for us to vote and to campaign and to strategize. And that, I think that's what this convention is all about, strategize. And we have two guests here that's going to help shed some light on the subject for me, and we're going to talk about things this weekend. We have the Honorable Mr. Bruce Broussard.
Hello, Big Bob.
Okay, let me push some buttons. Here we go. Try that, Bruce Broussard.
Oh, Bob.
There we go. Hey, Bruce.
You got me now?
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
and Mr. Bob Williams.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, gentlemen. So it's a 3-day event.
Well, you know, yeah. In all due respect, even before the 3-day event, it's very important that we get out and vote. You know, in all due respect, I would. That's the first thing right off of, to get out and vote.
Yes.
Get that voter's pamphlet and read it and check it out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You'll be, naturally, it's a vote by mail state, and I would recommend very strongly that you just don't make any quick and take a few days and kind of learn a little bit more about what the candidates are and the like, and because that's what we're talking about. Yeah, that's that voter's pamphlet, May 16th. It's a beautiful piece, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to be talking about some black folks tonight, I think it's very, very important that we let the folks know out there that that we've got a couple of folks that I think is one. Yeah, I think Lou Frederick is running. Lou Frederick is running for Multnomah County.
Okay.
Yeah, Multnomah County, I think, what was it? He runs for Serena Cruz's seat. And that's a race that's being run. Unfortunately, we don't have anybody running for city council. Lucinda Tate was running.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her name is still on the ballot, if I'm not mistaken. But if it still is on the ballot, I would respectfully say, hey, vote for her. You know what I'm saying?
But it won't count, though, right?
Well, but my point, I'm just making the point about the fact that she's black and she's running for office. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I agree with you that we check things out. Okay. But then getting right down to what we're talking about tonight, the Oregon Assembly of Black Affairs, and as we got Bob here, right? And Bob's going to kind of talk a little bit about the history. He's been very much involved in that issue for quite some time, and then the whole IE then leading right up to the event. Because it is quite an event. It's one of several events that have happened within the community.
Right.
Because there have been other areas where they've interviewed candidates within the community from an African American perspective. I know Joanne Bowman over there and those folks have they've been putting some pieces together.
Oregon Action Network.
Right.
Then
you had George Harris. George Harris has put something together. Charles Jordan. And folks like that, and Paul Knowles, they put a piece together. And so my point is that we've had several events, and this happens to be one of an event, right?
Right. I like to think of OABA and the Oregon Political Convention as kind of like the wheel. And then everyone else just keep adding spokes to it. And I say that because they've been around for over 25 years.
About 25 years?
Yes. And so... and. Although it's a small organization, it's a statewide organization, it doesn't say, hey, all the black people live in Portland, so we're going to go to Portland. It says there are blacks and others that are suffering from the decisions that are made by politicians around this state, all over this state, and so we're going to look at the issues and particularly look at black issues and try and make a difference. And that's what the organization has been about. And that's one of the reasons that I joined it some 7-8 years ago. At a while, I was a political director for them. And this convention, although it stands on its own.
If you don't mind, let's go back to this founder. Like, you know,
okay.
I know Cal was his
Cal was,
the, main,
was,
main
was
founder,
the,
right?
He and...
I think he mentioned Jim Hill also was involved.
Jim Hill was
involved. For governor right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a doctor... and without all my notes here in front
right,
of me,
okay.
I can't remember all of
but
those
Cal
names.
Cal was the mainstay.
But Cal was and has been. And
for years.
His leadership, although some, you know, when you're in leadership, some agree, some disagree.
Oh, yeah. Well, that goes
but he
here,
has
right?
been a steadfast and have kept this organization up and running. And one of the things, if you come on Saturday, you will see how many of your political leaders will be there because they understand the importance and how much damage can be done by them not being there.
Amen.
So
Amen.
This is something that we as black people should get involved in and make sure that our issues are the issues that are being voiced at this convention.
Okay. Now my question is, you know, just plain and simple by the title, the 2006 Oregon Black Political Convention, I would think that every politician in the state of Oregon that's, you know, even if they have other business elsewhere, right. This is the event for them to be at. It looks like to me.
Yes. I mean, I know 2 years ago, politicians from Eastern Oregon was on the road. You know, they were coming. And now you know how many blacks live over in Eastern Oregon. I mean, you know, you could use a shotgun. You probably wouldn't hit anyone. But
we use air pistol.
Okay, air pistol.
Yeah.
From a distance. Okay. I forgot where I am.
Right.
You know, I live in a rural county.
You know what you mean, Bob. They got weapons.
So,
okay.
but But what really and truly, everyone understands that our issues are important issues, but we have to learn how to articulate those issues so that everyone will want to be a part of that. Because, you know, I'm from the old school where Dr. Martin Luther King and A. Philip Randolph and all of them, and what they said is black people want the same thing that everyone in America want: a decent housing,
yeah,
a good job. Safe neighborhoods, good schools for our kids,
mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the American dream. So why is it that everyone else come to this country and seem to be moving ahead and obtaining that American dream, and here we are still fighting from the days of old?
Okay.
We have to come together, and that's what this political convention is all about.
Good.
What are we going to be doing on that 3-day period? Let's talk a little bit about that.
The first night... And I think you can bring it up, but the first night, Friday night, is going to be a youth composium. And what's going to happen is they're going to have a panel, and it's going to be about the kids coming forward and talking about their issues of the day. What they feel, is important to them. Sometimes as we get older, we're not involved in those,
Are from around the state.
They're from around the state. They're Oregon State.
Hey, Mr. Henry, how you doing?
Oregon State. They're University of Oregon, Chemeketa, Portland State. High school students from the area. Yes.
Okay.
So they're all over the place.
They're from all over the state.
That's the first night, right?
That's the first night.
Okay. And then the second night, so to speak?
And then the second day is planks. They'll start out in the morning with some planks, working to get to put together the planks that they're going to present to the state senate and the state representatives. They're putting those together. Then at noon, when they go to lunch, it's a working lunch.
Okay.
Because that's when the politicians come in and that are running for different offices, and they have an opportunity to talk, to meet and talk to the delegates.
Mm-hmm. Now, seeing here, during that lunch, we're going to have candidates for the governor, Oregon Labor Commissioner, Superintendent of Public, Oregon Supreme Court, Oregon Court of Appeals. That's going to be a power lunch. That's a power lunch.
That is. And you'd be surprised. I mean, when you walk in the room, I mean, when you come in at lunchtime, those candidates will be meeting and greeting.
Mm-hmm. So they'll be speaking to the group.
They will speak to the group. Now, it's not one of those situations where just because you speak and you make an impression on me and I vote for you and someone else don't, that you win. You have to get a percentage of the delegates to vote for you in order for you to be to receive a winning to win and be and be what's the word I'm looking for
nominated
to be on to say that Oregon Oregon Political Convention endorses you. That's the word, endorse.
Okay. But I notice now you're doing it in the primary as opposed to the general election.
Well, one of the things that we've done in that is that if you win your primary, then that carries. I believe that carries forward.
Okay.
That carries forward. But if you endorse someone in the primary,
right,
and they don't win and go to the general, communicate?
I think then it's time for emails and phone calls.
Is there a follow up on it?
There's an OABA listserv and West.
There's a follow.
Okay, but I see my 7:30 guest is out in the hallway.
Good.
Lovely person. And so that's lunch, and then in the afternoon we're gonna come out. We're gonna have some more talks about affirmative
action.
I
think it's from 1 to 2. Am I correct? 2:30.
Yeah, 1:30 to 2. Yes, there's a break at 3:30. After all this, all the meet and greet and the lunch, break at 3:30, and then back to 3:45, resolution work session 2.
Right.
And how do they get involved? Is there a phone number, a website that they can get involved in the process, or is it still time to sign up to attend their function?
You can sign up at the door.
You can sign up at the door.
The door.
And where is it going to be?
It's downtown on 3rd at the
Okay, now see, too, for people who live here in town.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Downtown is west, but they still say downtown. We're talking about 2nd or 3rd and Widler.
And Widler.
The Holiday Inn.
Right.
You can see it off I-5. You go on I-5 north, you take the Widler exit, boom, the Holiday
Inn
right there.
That's northeast, right?
Northeast. People call it downtown to make it more friendly sounding. Yeah. It's northeast, y'all.
Okay. That's it.
Yes, it is.
So there's a phone number there? Is there a phone number there that they can call that big box?
Shame on me. I got the agenda here. Let me go to the very top.
Is there a phone number and a website, baby?
Oh, well, let me see. Mr. Cal Henry, are you there?
Is he there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. We snuck in Mr. Henry, one of the heads of the organization. What's the phone number there? I don't have it here right now.
You mean the phone number for the Holiday Inn?
Yeah, to register for the event, Cal.
Okay. Well, you can register when you come to the Holiday Inn on Saturday.
All right.
Okay. You need to be there and fill out a registration form there.
Okay. Now,
you don't have to, those who have not registered can register there.
Okay. And then I guess they can visit the website to kind of get a sense of what's going on.
Well, we don't have a website. We have a listserv.
Oh, listserv. Okay. How do you access that?
Okay. Well, you can't access it other than be on the website to get information that flows from that.
I see.
We are working on that listserv. We're working on our website down the road.
Okay.
So that it be there. But the convention is an activity that the delegates get involved in, and you need to be there to participate.
Mm-hmm.
You will get the results, but you won't be able to see follow up as each thing happens.
Okay. Can they file? Can they sign up as a member and participate in the activities?
Well, every person who registered as a delegate at this convention, at the Oregon Black Political Convention, participate in it there.
Okay.
And after the convention is over, the convention ceases to exist anymore. The information keeps flowing out. And people can be a member of the Organization of Black Affairs or any other organization they want to be a part of and take up on some resolutions that come out.
Okay. Now, Mr. Terry, can you mention a little bit about Youth Night, the first night that we're going to get close to wrapping up here?
Our effort has been to try to get youth involved in the political infrastructure in order to be able to access public officials who are making decisions that affect their lives. And I want to share with them about that infrastructure and how to get access to that.
Okay.
And as they participate in the convention, we hope that they will talk with select officials or candidates and see how they can get involved in their campaign or on their staff ultimately in the process.
Okay. And registration starts at 6 o'clock Friday
there? 6 o'clock for the convention and 6 o'clock for the night there.
Okay. And there was a small fee, but you did mention if
there is a small fee of $20 for people to participate in that youth night.
Okay.
There are some limited scholarships that we have that we've been giving out to people. But the one thing that we want youth and everybody else to understand is that freedom is not free. It is important for us to learn to pay for some of the things that we want. If we keep on begging people for to support us and we're not willing to pay our own way, we'll never get up the hump of trying to do things.
Okay.
I know that a lot of people are complaining about $20 or $49 or $99 or $110. You have to recognize that you have to put on these events.
Okay.
And the only thing we're asking people to do is help raise the cost.
All right. I want to remind folks, you're the KBOO Radio, Portland 90.7. And, Mr. Henry, is there any chance a young person really wants to go, comes dressed and prepared, comes to put down and want to share in the youth panel? Is there any way that small fee could be waived or invited?
Well, here again, we're asking youth to fill out a little form and indicate that they wanted help. That's not too much to ask, I don't think.
No, that's right.
That's good.
If you don't teach people how to do some things, we're still not training them on some of the things they need to be trained about.
All right.
And I think it's important for us to recognize that we need to help our young people understand how to make application to things and how to ask for help and how, when they really need, how to say that I'm going to defray some of my costs, but would you help with me on some of the other?
Yeah, that's good.
If we're willing to do that with our young people, I think we can get over the hump with them.
Cal,
but if we don't, we're going to continue to see the same kind of things going on.
Carol, you indicated that some of the people on the panel, like OPO, folks like that, who's going to be on your panel to let the folks know? You're going to have a question and answer deal for the panel?
Friday.
There's a question and answer period. This is a Q&A type of discussion.
Good,
not one that somebody is going to come there and tell you everything. We want those students, those young people, to come out of that Friday night event with some resolutions that they want to present to the a convention on Saturday and Sunday.
Very good.
About the issues and the concern to them. But we also want them to find their voices and share their voices with each other.
Cal, that's Bob here. That's good on the youth night, which is Friday night. Now, for us older heads and for the youth, on Saturday, not on the planks, can you tell us what some of them are?
Well, I'm not
just
at home where my computer is, pretty much. But the complaints you got, we got complaints on education. We got some on Portland Public School District. We got a plank involving black community development, black youth. And there are about 13 planks that are there.
All right.
That there's something for everybody.
Yeah, okay.
And the key thing is that young people need to, and old alike need to understand that we have to be in here being citizens of the communities that we live in so that we can affect the changes that affect in our lives. There are people making decisions about our lives that we don't even have no clue about.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here. Reggae Bob getting involved in the politics, letting people know just in general in what we need to do for our people. So this weekend, Oregon Black Politician Political Convention, Saturday, Sunday. Closing words, 30 seconds or less. Let's start with Mr. Henry.
I think I would encourage everyone to attend the Oregon Black Political Convention. I think it is a message that we necessarily need to do to create a platform of issues that are affecting our lives, and also we need to get involved with working with candidates and endorsing those that sensitive to the issues of the black community.
Amen.
I encourage all of you to get out and participate.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry. And see you this weekend, sir.
All right. Look forward to seeing you.
Okay, bye now. Okay, Mr. Williams, 30 seconds. Finish closing remarks, 30 seconds.
Please. Yes, I would say, for so long we've allowed others to make decisions that determine what our life is going to be. It's an opportunity now for us to come together as a whole and make decisions on how our community and how we will be want to be treated, and do it as a group. And don't let someone tell you that the group mentality doesn't work or we shouldn't be involved in that.
Amen. And Mr. Broussard,
I'll end it up by saying, get out and vote. If you've gotten, if you're getting your ballot, please vote. Exercise that right. If you haven't gotten a ballot, then you're too late to register, but you can register in the general election, and so consequently you can get out. So please get out and vote. Exercise your right. It's very, very important. And again, be very supportive of folks who happen to be black that are running for office. Let's get out of the personality thing. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to sign your name to run for office.
And
trust me,
that are black and are doing and saying the right thing.
That's right.
Doing and saying the right thing.
Just
because.
A lot of times we say the right thing, but we don't do the right thing. And I'm not saying we as blacks. I'm saying we as people.
People.
Right. You know.
Right.
So
right. We just happen to people.
Right.
There's a good one there somewhere. Okay, gentlemen, thank you for being here
very much,
Bruce and Bob and Cal Henry calling in. And let you know again, this is Reggae Bob Good Time Show, KBOO Radio. This was my idea. Nobody asked me to do this. No candidates, no forums, no big timers. It's just that we're losing a lot of our civil rights people by death and attrition. Young people, we got to step up. And people, even not so young, who have not been involved before, it's time to step up. It's time to stop waiting for people to do it for us. It's time for us. We're going to play a nice little song here, kind of leaning towards... Oh, first of all, a little bit. Are we going to hear voices like this?
Somehow this warm glow we feel when we are praised or when Our name is in
the wonderful Reverend Martin Luther King. Or are we going to hear voices like this?
He warns us to remember. Noah never taught integration.
Honorable Malcolm X, you know, who's going to be at this weekend? Let's go check out and listen and give them our 2, 3, 4 cents. And wonderful guests coming up. Reverend Renee Ward's coming up next. Talk about some issues, some things coming up. But first, in Garrett's lovely ebony eyes, Rick James.
Love is the brown skin, girl.
That's what you call a love song. If those of you don't know or you forgot, that's a love song right there. Mr. Big Bad Rick James, powerhousing with his find and singing partner for many years, Tina Marie. Oh, such good stuff. And speaking of love and power and spirits, we have our guest host for a few minutes. We're going to guest host. We're going to have Reverend Renee Ward is in the house.
Oh, blessings to everyone. Just a wonderful, beautiful day, isn't it?
Oh, very much.
I'm telling you, starts out with clouds and look what the sunshine can bring out.
It's amazing.
I've been enjoying it. All this energy. Everybody just smiles when the sun comes out.
It's working, too. It is working. Even Bruce Broussard was smiling.
Oh, when does he not smile?
I know. Right on.
Always can turn to him and get a smile out of him.
Busy guy. And everybody else out there.
Yes. Well,
busy
I want to
times.
Thank you for inviting me.
Called you this morning, and the good Reverend Renee Ward, she's a soldier. Stepping right in, ready to go.
Well, thank you.
Things to say and do.
Well, I've got a lot going on. I don't know if anyone has been primed as to what's taking place here, but Brother Bob has been so generous to let me come in and tell you just what's going on in the house. One of the things I like to do is be around in the community and find out, take sort of what I call a community triage for a moment and check out and see what are the ills of our community. And one of them that continues is, of course, the medical issue. Some of you may be aware and some may not. So I'll share with you that we just came out of a wonderful campaign, our first one through Chrysalis Ministries, which I founded in 1998 following the death of my husband from AIDS complications. That's called Chrysalis Ministries Incorporated. And it started out with HIV/AIDS, but what we found out is not only the disparities around HIV/AIDS and treatment and access to care and education, we found that unfortunately it trickled over into other areas too. One of the areas most recently that I've become involved with is breast cancer and cervical cancer. And within my own family as well as with friends that have succumbed to the illness, not by choice by all means, but no. By the fact of lack of access, lack of care and education, and then just the spiritual component. You know, one of the things we talk about coming from a faith-based background as a Christian personally, mm-hmm. you know, we always teach about taking care of ourselves, but, you know, I often tease about the fact that I'm sitting in church and if we happen to have a special event that we have some fried chicken going on downstairs.
Yes, we do.
You can't concentrate on sermon because it's flowing up the stairway up to you, the stairway to heaven. Barbecue's going to be in heaven, that's
for
sure. How
soon before the sermon is over?
Yes. Mm. And, well, the other thing is about caring for yourself physically and these little infirmities that are indiscriminate that hit everyone, but unfortunately we still as African Americans represent the highest disparity when it comes to medical care and the fact that discrimination, yes, does take place in the hospitals, in the doctor's offices, in the clinics, mm-hmm. and even in those who have been charged to care for those particular communities of color.
Yep.
And so I had the pleasure of being involved in a project called Crown Jewels, which was inspired based upon a play that just recently left of the city here. It was called Crowns, and I went in partnership with Portland Center Stage, who was just awesome in supporting, along with Susan G. Komen Foundation and the Multnomah County, Clackamas County, and Washington County partnerships under the Breast Cancer and Cervical Cancer Program out of the Department of Human Services. Embraced the concept, and I tell you, all things work together for good because we had a wonderful time, had a 3.5-week run, but we were blessed to be given the opening night, which allowed us to give information out about African-American women and the impact. Now, I will not exclude the fact that African-American men, or should I say in general, men can also be impacted by breast cancer. And so it was an opportunity to educate. And one of the things that we're going to be doing at the conclusion of this project, which just came out, one of the products, as you'll see, and I brought Reggae Bob one, is a copy of Crown Jewels. It's our first publication. We're so proud of it. And it's to celebrate the lives of matrons of motivation. And matrons of motivation are the women that are fighting every day to deal with this infirmity and who are overcomers, not only through the treatment, but through Christ Jesus. One of the things is it's a commemorative booklet that it's a beautiful black and white.
like a lot of grandmothers, she was real, real special. And when she died, it really affected me. And as I reminisce, she was always there for me. It didn't make any difference what jailhouse, what penitentiary, what hospital bed. She was always there. So when my grandmother died, I wrote this poem for her, and it's entitled A Song for My Grandmother. But she was like 1,000 shooting stars across the sky. And today, we bow our heads with tears of goodbye. A guiding soul special light, ever sparkling, ever so bright. Her smile had the love like no, unlike the love of my sisters or my brother. For she had that soul special magic. So many things was she, but good or bad, that woman was proud of me. And I can still remember that wise old lady. When I was real small, just a baby, her eyes would sing songs of joy. And I can still hear her voice saying, "You go, boy." Many would say she was before her own time, and her gifts of life will always shine. And it wasn't that many days, not long ago, I would call her over the phone just to say hello. I often remember her sometimes in my dreams, and in these dreams we've been a prayer, she'd say. "Oh, my father, if I should die before I wake, I pray to God for my soul to take. To me, she'll always be like a mighty river, touching all with love. And today, I sing a special song just for her to take home. Always in a day, I'll love you like no other. For me to you, a song."
There we go. That back there, folks, that is Von Lindsay. I like to say Portland's own, but he does reside here from California. He is a nationally known poet now. He's published 2 books of poetry. Let me tell a little bit of story about his life. He's not afraid to say he's a recovering addict. And his book tells the story. And you can find his books at numerous bookstores around town, including, of course, Talking Drum Reflections Bookstore. His name is Savon Lindsay, friend of the station. Been down here a couple times. And, yes, indeed, before that, oh, yes, it was Hugh Master Keela. Hugh Master Keela is going to be here next week at the Aladdin, blowing that horn for us all to hear. Lovely, lucky for us. Quickly, one more time, good something soul before we get too crazy here with the news. We got some Kindred for you. Thank you again. I think it was Coco who told me about Kindred, and I'm very glad she did. This is Kindred. This cut's called Far Away, and you listen to KBOO. This is Good Times.
Tired of broken street glass, not getting no rest unless the baby's asleep. But even then seems like we're trying to creep. Tired of paying taxes, sending emails and faxes. Tired of crooked cops, tired of black folk complaining that crime don't stop. I wanna go to a place where lovers go, do the things that lovers do. No stress, a sweet caress from me to you. I wanna do the things we used to do, say the things we used to say, just let every day. Oh.
fame. Tired of watching something on the TV
doing nothing.
I'd rather be looking at you. I'd rather be laying with you. And I don't want to forget all the love we captured the day we met. I want to go to a place where lovers go. Do the things that lovers do. No stress, no. A sweet caress from me to you. I want to do the things we used to do. Say the things we used to say. Just let every day.
Yes, that's Kindred, y'all. That's the sounds of Kindred. That cut is called Far Away. This is KBOO Radio. It's just a couple of ticks after 8 o'clock, and it's time for community news.
All right. Hidden Beach. Wow.
Yes, this is the part of the show where we pull out the current issues of the Scanner and the Observer and go through some of the things that are going on. But just looking to remind you that you can get this paper. You can grab it. You can go ahead and get it yourself at many, many places around town. Libraries, stores, cafes, etc. We're going to start this month, tonight, with the Scanner. Front page of the Scanner, we see a picture of a young man and some people. Says, serious fun. Serious fun. We're talking about the Reverend Fred Woods, Calvary Christian Church. Him and some young folks here are working with the African American Coalition and some things like that. Gathered at the Village Ballroom, did a little fundraising and a dance party. And also on the front page, talk about some candidates that differ on the health plan. We were trying to get Portland Boulevard renamed Rosa Parks Avenue. Didn't work just yet. We'll try again in another date, but it didn't work this time. But hey, things happen, things change. On page two, one thing I really like about the Scanner, they have the community calendar laid out, you know, in date-wise, about a week and a half showing right here. And off the top, right today, let you know this is the birthday of the divine Miss Coretta Scott King. Coretta Scott King was born on this day, 1927, and may she rest in peace. Passed earlier this year, and a gallant lady. Stood by her man's side and took the forefront many times herself. And tomorrow morning, if you don't have time to look, OAMI, Coffee and Issues. I might make this one. I dig OAMI. Oregon Association of Minority Entrepreneurs. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, 4134 North Vancouver Avenue. and they talk about things, come meet business people, and they always get a chance to introduce yourself and what you do in front of hundreds of people. Let them know. Bring your business cards. And Juneteenth planning. Yes, this is the first meeting for the Juneteenth celebration. It's a wonderful thing we're having every year, bigger and better Juneteenth. Tomorrow afternoon, I wrote on this, it's either 6:30 or 7 or 5:30. I think it's 6:30 at Yam Yam, 7339 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That's Juneteenth planning. Yam Yams, MLK. And this coming Tuesday is a job fair, community job fair, all kinds of jobs, but you don't have to go far to find them. PCC Community College, North Killingsworth, 705. Go to the gym Tuesday from 11 to 3. Jobs. All right. Okay, coming through the rest of the paper here, there's Mr. Jim Hill running for governor. Jim Hill running for governor. Check him out. And there's a report on Jefferson High School. Things not working out just right. There's a big story about that. Some folks got their 2 cents about that wonderful school that tries and tries and tries. And there's a conference coming up at Oregon State University this Saturday about historic racial moments in time. It's called Race, Science, and Law. It starts at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Check it out. Read about it in your community paper. We call, and they call, The Scanner. Moving on. During the arts and entertainment section, Mr. Dick Bogle, he's checking out the different albums that are coming out. Marcella's Music Honors, Michael Carvin, yes indeed. And there's a new album by Sister Lena Horne. Lena Horne's still hanging, beautiful. Seasons of a Life, Lena Horne, compilation of things. And the hip-hop community is coming to Mississippi Avenue, y'all. Yes, indeed. The Mississippi Avenue has changed colors here the last couple of years, but hip-hop is stepping up on the May the 3rd. Going to be some folks coming up. Sucker Punch. Mike Crenshaw's coming. Yeah, that's going to be good. Sucker Punch is going to be there. Siskiyou going to be there. A couple of different folks going to be there. Escape from the Keyboard. That's on page 11 of your scanner. You can get it yourself. Read about it. And if you'd like to cook, you think you can do it up, they got some cold memory, some good recipes in here. I see some egg rolls, some wontons, and some tortilla soup. Good stuff in the paper, y'all. Recipes are working. And that's the kind of stuff we got. This is this week's scanner. And they're going to show you, with this high rising cost of gas, different ways to get around, different ways to go to work. And that's on page 14. Big show coming up this Saturday. How to lose your car. All right. And comedy's coming up. Yes, BET Comedy is coming up to Club 1222 on the corner of Fremont and Vancouver. That's this next Thursday. Hurricane Andrew's going to be there. That's going to be good. And if you have some leftover prayers, if you haven't prayed enough, this gentleman here definitely needs it right here. And he's got God on his side. A local pastor had a car accident. We're talking about Abraham Lyles. He's in stable condition in Legacy Emmanuel Hospital. Intensive care, y'all, where he's being treated for severe injuries he received in an automobile accident on April the 6th. 77 years old, y'all. Pastor Lyles. Over at Emmanuel. You know about him, check him out. Send him some love over there. Give him some prayers. Oh, man. He's working on the church van when this happened. So give him some love, y'all. And Reverend Lyles over at Emmanuel Hospital. And if you have, you want to send anything, you want to talk about it, Carl Flipper. You can call Carl Flipper. He can let you know what's going on with Mr. Reverend Lyles. Carl Flipper's phone number is 503-309-6251. And yes, Mayor Ray Nagin is in a runoff. 2 people left. He might be in there again. Good luck to him. City of Portland's having a job fair. That's May 11th. We'll get into that some more later. May 11th. Okay, that's the scanner, y'all. That's a little bit of the scanner this week. You can go get it yourself. Check it out yourself. Yes, indeed. Okay, Portland Observer. Switching over to the Observer. And I gotta admit, they do a good job every year. They do not go cheap on the ink. Live crystal clear color, front page, the Rose Festival Court, all the lovely ladies of the Ambassador Court, the embassies, the ambassadors they call them, Benson High School, Jefferson, Wilson, everybody's on here. If you went to school in Portland, check out your ambassador. See who's representing your school on the front page right here on the Portland Observer. Very colorful, very good page there, Observer. Also, there's a rally this Sunday, with, about the genocide that's going on in Rwanda. It's a very bad, as we all know. But the more we talk about it and show it, the more we can do about it. This Sunday, Stop Darfur Genocide Rally, 1:30 at the Pioneer Courthouse Square. Y'all, let's go fill up that square this Sunday from 1:30 to 3 o'clock. Going to be speakers, going to be tables, going to tell us what we can do to help end that stuff. It's crazy over there. Nobody's hardly nothing. Oh, man. Okay. Working Jazz, Working Bass, Master Jam, Mel Brown, Leroy Vinegar, Jazz Week. And you know, they closed Jimmy Max. Jimmy Max is moving. So there's more jazz. Check it out this week's Portland Observer. And Ockley Green. Yes, Ockley Green. Big picture, Ockley Green. Arts Magnet grows. It's an art school happening over at Ockley Green. And they want you to know that it's bigging up and it's blowing up. It's doing good. Good deal. Good deal. And a story about men and colon cancer. 90% survival rate once it's diagnosed. You got to find out. Men and many people over 50, get tested, please. I'll let you know my results in a couple of weeks, y'all. Reggae Bob go get tested for the cancer. Gotta do it. Okay. Black Affairs Convention, we mentioned this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And yes, tomorrow morning, Owami, 7 o'clock, doing it up. And here's some good news for the family members. Cold case file. Headline is senseless. Cold case murder is solved. This victim was gunned down 9 years ago. Had nothing done. Nobody found out nothing. But they now have 3 arrests. They think they got the fellas that did it. That's on and in this week's Portland Observer. And they even got some pictures of the gentleman living next door. I don't know if these men are guilty or not, but we'll see. They might have closed a cold case, y'all. Oh, man. Okay. A concert for human rights. It's a concert also for Darfur. And that's Saturday night. See, they got the concert Saturday night. They got the rally. See, concert is at the Roselands Theater Saturday night. Members of Incubus, Collective Souls, Night Watchmen, Suzanne Vega. It's going to be big show. This week, you know, I can't do it all for you. Get out there and get your own paper and learn all this stuff yourself. One thing I want to mention, because this will be starting before next week. We're talking about Turner Television. That's way up there, y'all. Channel 501, if yours goes up that far. They're going to do a whole series on race and Hollywood. Black images on film. They got world-renowned film writer and historian Donald Bogle. It's going to be airing on Tuesdays and Thursdays, starting on this coming May 2nd. They're going to be showing movies as Cabin in the Sky, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, The Jazz Singer, Birth of a Nation, all of those movies. They're going to have a total 38 films during the course of the month. Tuesdays and Thursdays, Channel 501, Turner Classic. Check it out. We got coffee shops around town to get that cable so we can watch it at the coffee house. Drink it up, talk about it. All right. Well, that's that. That's the scandal. That's the Observer, y'all. I'm doing what I can. All right? There we go. We're going to jam it up in a minute. We're going to have some party time because this is the good time show. We have good times here. And we go start it, I think, right about now. This is called Function. We'll be right back.
I'd like to do you perfectly right. And I want to get
Hallelujah. The female preacher. That's who that was. The female preacher, Lynn Collins. Lynn Collins, again, I say rest in peace, but oh my gosh, super soul sister, hanging with Jane Brown quite a few years. All right. Before that, funky time, Confunction. That was Confunctionize Ya. And just after that, we did Slave. That was Slave. It's Snapshot. Oh, short what you got. Snapshot. Take a picture. Lynn Collins, female preacher after that. And we always like to give thanks for the birthdays. We missed one last week. Of course, last week, the 20th was Luther's birthday. Spoke about Luther. Missed Luther Vandross very much. Lionel Hampton, classic. And hey, the 19th. We missed him last week. We got him now. Bernie Worrell. For you funksters who know what we're talking about, he's the keyboard for Parliament, Funkadelic, all those years. Bernie had a couple solos. Here's one by Bernie Worrell himself. His birthday is the 19th. Bernie, go!
Time. meaning, which could be uttered rapidly, which will be maintained with echoes in the sucker's mind. Start with the White House, the outhouse of territorial conquest.
I'm just a young man trying to learn how to push buttons down here. And we got some folks coming up, friends of the station. We got to let people know when events are happening around town, positive events, things that are happening good. And I just dropped one call. Sorry, Robert Mack. We get you right back, Robert Mack. And Brother Sultan is on the line. We're going to bring him up just a moment. Push that button. That button. Okay, let's see what happens here, folks. Good time show. Caller, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Oops, kind of loud. Sorry about that. Who is this in the house with Good Time Show?
Oh, this is Sultan X.
Brother Sultan X. Good evening to you, Sultan.
Hey, good evening as well to you, sir.
Amen. What's going on with you? Something? How are you enjoying the weather? Is the weather doing things for you?
Oh, the weather is magnificent. The energy is great. I am feeling very good today.
See, you can tell. You can tell, folks. All right. So what's coming up? What's cracking? But what's going on?
All right. Reggae Bob Open House Production is bringing it to you again live this Sunday, April 30th. We got a hot show planned for the evening. It's a all-male spoken word showcase throwing down with some of the hardest-hitting spoken word artists in Portland.
Nice.
At Sylvia's Corner Restaurant, located at 1301 Northeast Deacom Street. Now, let me tell you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 weeks ago,
okay,
we had an all-women spoken word show.
Yeah.
It featured Ro Deasy, Darlene, a.k.a. Black Butterfly, Alina Vance, and a couple more sisters. And I'm telling you, they wrecked the place. They almost caused a tsunami on Deacom. I think we registered a 6.5 on the Richter scale.
6.5 on Deacom.
Yes, sir. Yes,
nice,
sir.
Nice,
so
nice.
Now Reggae Bob, the men, they ready to take to the stage and silence the critics. So they're going to be throwing down.
Men know how to do it. Yes, yes.
So, again, it's at 1301 Northeast Deakin. That's this Sunday, April 30th. You guys, you don't want to miss this, I'm telling you. Located at Sylvia's Corner Restaurant. And there are going to be food, there are going to be networking, vending, all that great stuff. You want to get on down to that. And that's taking place right here in the community at Sylvia's Corner Restaurant.
That's going to be, your radio's on back there. Turn down a little bit if you can reach it. If you can reach it, turn
okay,
your radio down.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
All right.
We're trying to do double duty here. We got.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got Robert Max on the other line.
Okay.
And we're going to see if we can bring him up at the same time. Robert Max.
Hello.
Oh, see, working. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. We got folks, lots of things happening in the community. So, Robert Mack, what's going on with you? Tell us what you got.
I'm doing all right.
Uh-oh, your radio's up.
No.
Your radio is something. All right.
You're not doing it right.
All right. Got it. Turn it down. There we go. Very good.
Are we there?
Yes, indeed. Okay, Robert Mack,
right,
tell us
right,
about
I
yourself, how you doing things.
I just wanted to call in and say good hello.
Yep. Man, Sultan.
Yes, sir.
Something right.
Your radio's still up.
No, my radio's off.
Oh, and Robert Mack, that's not your radio. Uh-oh, all right.
Okay, Reggae?
Who we got? Sultan?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Okay, so again, that's Sunday.
Okay, that's Sunday,
mm-hmm.
This Sunday, April 30th,
uh-huh.
At Sylvia's Corner Restaurant, located at 1301 Northeast Deakin Street.
Okay.
Doors open at 6 o'clock. Show is going to start at 7 and the last probably up until 10.
All right.
Okay, baby. For additional information,
mm-hmm.
They can reach me at 1-888-312-5619 or email me at openeyesprod@yahoo.com.
Okay, Brother Salt, thank you for letting us know again, folks.
All right,
thanks,
Reggae Bob, for all that you do, as well as K-Boo.
My
thank
pleasure.
You.
That's what we're here for. Peace.
Peace.
All right, there we go. Okay, Robert Mack, the victim of the telecommunications. But Robert Mack, we're going to get him back. Robert Mack, we're going to get him back. We're going to try to push a couple buttons one more time.
All circuits are busy.
Oh, yeah, too many phone calls. Okay. Robert Mack, if that's you on hold, we're going to hang up all the lines and come back in a minute. And everybody just understands, we just one little man doing one little show. It's a good time show. And next cut coming up. Let me make sure we got the right. Yes, it is. He's in there. Cheech and Chong, got to lighten it up a little bit. The playoffs are here. Get Joe Jones on. Yes, indeed. Get Joe Jones on. We're talking about Basketball Jones.
You're a Lissus Ledger.
Because, you know, Basketball Jones is a fun little song we like to play every once in a while on K-Boo. Because, you know, it's a long basketball season. Blazers didn't do too good this year. Had a bad time. And might be getting sold. Might be moving down the street. But the teams that are left, a lot of people have moved here from other places. So lots of love is going around the states right now. Let you know a little bit, just a little bit coming up. But first, we got to get our Jones on. Get the shakes off. Jones.
Basketball Jones. I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones. Oh, baby, ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I loved that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. Man on the give
Now the Joneses will get fixed. Now is the time when the basketball really matters. Okay, just before airtime, here's how the standings stand. San Antonio Spurs are up 2-0 over the Kings, Sacramento Kings. Phoenix Suns, L.A. Lakers tied at 1-1. Denver Nuggets, L.A. Clippers. Clippers up 2-0 on the Nuggets and Melo. Dallas Mavericks and the Memphis Grizzlies. Dallas up 2-0. On the east side, Detroit 2 games, Milwaukee 0. Miami Heat 2-0 over Chicago. New Jersey Nets are tied 1-1 with the Pacers. Cleveland, first time in the playoffs so many years. Cleveland Cavaliers 1-1, Washington Wizards 1-1. And that's the Joneses. Time to get the Joneses fixed. Basketball playoffs. I got it. Honor, privilege. Glad he's back. We're talking about the man.